Today's guest is Chirag Jethani, the founder and COO of Diamanta Blockchain. Welcome to the show, Chirag.
Hi, Avi. Nice to be here. Thanks a lot for having me on the show. Really appreciate it.
Pleasure having you with us. So would you please start by introducing yourself? How did you get to found Diamanta and what was the vision behind it?
So I'm Chirag Jethani. I'm the co-founder and the chief operating officer at Diamanta Blockchain. So we are a Delaware-based entity with subsidiaries in different parts of the world, UAE, India, Switzerland. So we incepted Diamanta Blockchain back in 2018. And as a founder of Diamanta Blockchain, my journey into this space was driven by a recognition of the transformative potential of blockchain tech that goes beyond the confines of few sectors. So when we started conceptualizing Diamanta Net, that is our layer one blockchain solution, we envisioned it as a versatile foundation on which any sector could innovate and build upon. It be finance, gaming, supply chain, healthcare, and beyond that. The vision for Diamanta Net was clear from the beginning: to establish a robust, scalable, and a secure blockchain infrastructure that could serve as a bedrock for diverse applications. So we wanted to create an ecosystem that is decentralized, where developers, businesses, innovators could come together with their ideas and build solutions on top of it that really addresses the challenges the world is facing at the moment. Our commitment was to ensure that Diamanta Net was not just another blockchain platform, but a comprehensive ecosystem equipped with the tools and resources necessary for community to thrive and for the developers to develop upon it. So we also have our flagship products like PayCircle, CreditCircle, DM Wallet, MetaCircle, MudraCircle, and a lot more that significantly takes these steps towards the vision that we as a company had, providing versatile platform that serve various use cases across multiple sectors. And our native asset, Diam, D-I-A-M, it has multiple versions as well. It has a native version that is built upon Diamanta Net, as well as it has wrapped ERC and a BSC chain version on it as well. And when we talk about Diamanta Net, it is about empowering the innovation and fostering a community where there are no limits. And you can go beyond your imagination to build something that really drives the next gen future of it.
I think we should also add for people that don't know the network yet that Diamanta is also active in the diamond industry, textile, jewelry, right? If you can tell us more about that.
Absolutely. So Diamanta Net has multiple use cases that are already built on top of it. So we were also featured in an article by Research 360, where Diamanta Net is one of the top supplier for jewelry supply chain in the blockchain ecosystem. And then we have multiple industry verticals like textile that have also built use cases on top of us. So there is one reputed organization, it's called Chennai Silk. They are also building the whole supply chain management ecosystem on top of us, utilizing our existing product that's called Vastra. Basically, we make sure that anything that is produced on the textile front, starting from the seed to the end product, everything becomes traceable so the users can actually authenticate where their goods are coming from. And similarly, that happens on the jewelry supply chain as well. So when we talk about, let's say, diamonds that are originating from, let's say, a mine in Russia or a mine in Africa. So right now, with a growing concern in the global economics and the geographical tension, so people can actually identify where the diamonds are coming from, where the jewelries are coming from. So that unique feature of the traceability and the transparency that Diamanta Net brings to the table in multiple sectors, it gives a very different edge in terms of a blockchain solution that is built. And that's Diamanta Net. And it doesn't stop with, let's say, jewelry or textile. We have multiple verticals that are being built on Diamanta Net as we speak. So we have a lot of banking solutions that are built. So one of our banking partners has built a whole debit card management system on top of it. So that bank has more than 15,000 employees and thousands of branches in different parts of the world. So that makes sure that whenever the whole supply chain ecosystem, even when our debit card is being issued and delivered to a customer, everything gets traced, even having multiple vendors on the ecosystem, everything becomes more transparent and it has a real-time reflection of what exactly is happening within the whole banking ecosystem. So these are just a few examples, but Diamond Net is bringing transformation way beyond what normal use cases other production platforms are just thinking about it. So the last 6 years, it has been a journey where there are lots of ups and downs. And I'm very happy right now that multiple use cases are not only just being built, but are getting proven and being utilized by multiple industry verticals and individuals in different parts of the world.
Yeah, so it sounds like you're very well connected and integrated with industry players, traditional industry players.
Yes, absolutely. And that was the core vision for the company as well. When I earlier mentioned that we wanted to work with multiple verticals and multiple verticals can build on top of Diamond Net. So we are thinking about solving the problems that are existing in the world. Instead of thinking about, let's say, we make our network that is scalable, false promises, like everyone wants to be scalable. But ultimately, how it is being utilized in the world? What is the utility of it? So I just want to take a small example. So I'm sure a lot of listeners would be investing in securities market, buying stocks of different brands of it. And the trusted brands in the market where they're performing very well. When people are investing in securities, they analyze, for example, let's say, what is that company doing? What are their financials? Where it is being utilized? And based on that rapport, people speculate, okay, if the company is doing really good and there is a clear roadmap, so in near future, this company stock price would increase. And because of that utility that the company brings to the table, people anticipate a good future for them and that's where they invest. But it's not the same in the crypto and the blockchain world where we see a lot of meme coins coming in. And there is no utility of that meme coins. Like, that is mere speculation. So whenever people are thinking about a blockchain platform, a cryptocurrency, they need to identify, okay, what is that company doing? What is the history of that company? Who is utilizing the network? It's not about just having, let's say, thousands of dApps on the website. It's about actual use cases that have a value associated with it. So in Diamond Net, as we are a layer one solution, right? How we distinguish than other blockchain networks? So the primary focus as a user, when they are distinguishing between two different networks, may it be Diamond Net or any other network, it should be where it is being utilized. Because this is a very unregulated market. And it's not about having a good showcase. It's about actual utility of that particular network and the token or the coin associated to it. So with Diamond Net, may it be any industry vertical that is building on Diamond Net, at every time there is a transaction that is happening. So every event is a transaction. For example, a KYC being happened, or example, let's say you are doing a transfer transaction with the financial services, or there is a traceability that is happening with, let's say, the diamond industry or the textile industry, or even a debit card management system. At every event, at every transaction, there is a certain amount of DM token / coin that gets utilized. So it gets burned. So with the burning mechanism in place, it makes sure there is a controlled supply of the token or the utility. And with that controlled supply and the utility that the network brings to the table, so there can be a potential appreciation because the total lifetime supply of the DM token / coin is very limited. And as long as a lot of transactions are happening, multiple industry users are utilizing it and they are building on top of it. So right now, there might be, let's say, thousands of industries utilizing it. But with the few industry utilization, we have already proven that this is a very fruitful use case and it is being trusted by the enterprises, the financial services markets. And with that utility, imagine over the span of next 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, even longer term, let's say 10 to 20 years, with multiple utilities of the tokens and the network, imagine how the market would come into the play for the DM tokens. So that's the beauty about what we have built. And it doesn't stop with any particular network as well. So we have built a sync bridge. So what is sync bridge? So when we have spoken about or we have heard about like ILPs, a cross-chain compatibility of multiple networks. So that's not something that is future. We have already built it and it is already happening. So let's say, for example, an enterprise, like let's say TransUnion. So we did a masterclass with TransUnion where they are thinking about developing a lot of use cases on Diamond Internet. So it was a 4-hour long masterclass for straight 4 days. And if the people don't know what is TransUnion, they are one of the largest credit union in the world. So they are also building on top of Diamond Internet. And imagine if those guys are trusting us, those guys have seen the network, and they are taking advices from our core team in terms of how a blockchain platform can bring revolution to the traditional platform. That's the need of the hour, the transparency, the traceability component, the scalability component of it. So imagine TransUnion bringing a very beautiful use case on top of Diamond Internet. And when it starts getting utilized with that particular use case, every time there is some event happening or transaction happening, the DM token gets burned. And with that burning mechanism, with the cross-chain compatibility that we have, we make sure that the retail users or the holders of the DM token, they get benefited because the total supply keeps on depreciating. And that's when the user can anticipate an appreciation of the token value. That's the mere speculation. But that is something that is already happening with us.
So very much focused on a long-term version and utility.
Absolutely.
I wonder, you've been around for many years now in Bitcoin and blockchain terms, right? Since 2018, that's a seasoned veteran in this industry. So what are your thoughts about the current focus, at least for traders, for these short-term meme coins and stuff like that? Do you think that's going to be a feature going forward, or you think it's a flash in the pan that's going to disappear? Do you have any strong thoughts about that?
Yeah. In fact, I have a very stronger thought on the meme coins or a short-term tokens that are coming to the market. So with my personal experience, we have seen a lot of meme coins coming to our limelight, rising, let's say, 4,000 or 10,000% in a short time. Whenever, let's say, an industry leader or an influencer announces that these are going to be utilized in a purchase of X, Y, and Z without naming them, and the price shoots up. So why meme coins are relevant? So you can easily compare that with, let's say, the stocks that are coming to the market, the securities that are coming to the market, which has no utility, merely just the paper valuation. So if any asset, it has no utility to it, it would definitely depreciate in a longer term. And as an individual investor myself, I always see what is the exact utility of it, where it is being utilized. If it is not being utilized, it doesn't make sense in the longer run. So if I purchase some meme coins for my short-term gains, I might gain. And definitely that's already happening in the market. And with the next wave that we are seeing right now, and maybe there will be another wave in a couple of years where the prices would appreciate of meme coins. Let's say thousands and thousands of meme coins are coming on a daily basis. But it's merely a joke. That's my strongest thought on it. Like, why would an asset appreciate? Because when you see the traditional market, there is no business in the world which can make you 5,000, 10,000% money in like a few weeks. And that's how it falls. And that's where people lose their money. So instead of that, you should always see to a project or any platform or any token or even any security which has a longer term use case. If I can pass my investment to my next generation, that is the biggest thing that I can give to the humanity as well and to my next generation as well. So that is the thought that I always have in mind. And that's where people should seriously start looking at the verticals that have a potential value for next 15, 20, 25 years, if not longer. So that is how you should think about investment. It's not like short-term trading. And that's what I believe.
Yeah, that's definitely way longer than the current long-term focus, right? People, when they say long-term these days, they probably mean like 3 weeks or something.
So, yeah. And that's very scary.
Indeed. Another trend that really hot right now within the world is AI, both in crypto, in larger investment, and just in general in the business world. Can you tell us about the use of AI in the Amentinet? Have you been testing it or using it to advance your services in any way?
Yeah, definitely we are. And before telling about how we are doing it in Diamondnet, I would like to address a very serious concern about the use of AI word within the crypto market. So since past few years, what we have seen is whenever there is a new term, let's say metaverse, NFT, AI, people start incorporating that terms into their websites, into their talks, without even actually utilizing and seeing how it can potentially revolutionize the thing, what it is happening. And with the new terms in place, there will be, let's say, thousands of websites and tokens being created on top of it, and people raise a lot of money on it. So it's just becomes a buzzword for the crypto market. That's what I believe. But actually, AI is something that will revolutionize the world. It is already doing it, but in a longer run, we'll see multiple use cases, our life becoming much more simpler. And with the generative AI in the market, we have seen that already happening. The efficiency will definitely increase a lot. The advertisement would change in terms of how we see the advertisement, how we see the short reels or videos that we always keep on looking on our phones, and how we as a company are doing this. So we have been doing this in the last couple of years already. And there is one of the beautiful use cases that has created within our flagship application, PayCircle. So before mentioning that use case, I would like to introduce PayCircle as well. So PayCircle is an application that is already live on Play Store and App Store in US. So that's where we initially focus on. So PayCircle allows individuals and businesses to open actual bank account in less than 2 minutes. So that's where we use blockchain and AI tools so that the informations are passed on to our banking partners very transparent, in a very transparent way, as well as the validation of the documentation that is being uploaded by the users with mere just a photo of their driving license or a passport. So the data gets processed in real time utilizing the AI tools that we have built in-house, and that helps us to open a bank account very swiftly. So PayCircle helps the user to meet their banking needs in a very short time, as well as do the venue transfer, that is deposit, transfer, and withdraw funds into any of the US bank accounts very swiftly and at a near zero cost. So user can transfer, let's say, even $1 million invoice if it is a business to a counterparty in less than a second. And also deposit and withdraw funds at a seamless pace that when we compare to other routes of banking transfer, it is much more faster. And not only that, a user can even make their investments with PayCircle. They can buy cryptocurrency using PayCircle with the OTC platform that we have in integrated in the PayCircle ecosystem, as well as they can also buy securities. So that's the beauty about PayCircle. And it's not just an application. So it's a kind of a QR-based system where we have a one QR system where with a single QR, you can make payments, you can do investments. So for example, let's say there is a hot dog vendor on the streets of New York and they want to start accepting funds utilizing PayCircle. So they can just place the QR code and a user can come, scan the QR code, pay the vendor either in fiat currency, that is US dollar, or in, let's say, crypto as well. They can even pay for their hot dog and bitcoins or even any stable coins. And that is very seamless. And the vendor particularly doesn't need to wait 72 hours for the funds to be reflected in his account when he makes a withdrawal. What normal withdrawal system works that is traditionally functioning right now, he gets the funds instantly in his wallet and he can instantly withdraw to his bank account. So that is the beauty about what PayCircle brings to the table for both businesses and individuals. And now when about the AI component that is very close to my heart that we have built on PayCircle. So it would be a new way of advertisement a new way of how we think what coupons that we are receiving. So we have all experience, right? When we sign up to any website or any coupons or any offers or something, we keep receiving random coupons that are not relevant to us. For example, let's say I'm a coffee lover, but I don't like pizza that much. So sometimes I start receiving coupons on my emails or my multiple applications in-app notifications that I have certain offers from certain pizza company. But if it is not relevant to me, it doesn't make sense for the business to advertise it to me, and it doesn't make sense for me to see that. So with certain AI tools that we have built in-house, so it would give much more feasibility for a business to make advertisements and make it very local. For example, if there is a coffee shop and they would be exactly able to tell that there are, let's say, 100,000 people within that area, they are interested in coffee, and only those users would be receiving some, let's say, a pre-espresso kind of a coupon within the in-app notifications or PayCircle that are more relevant to the user, and the business's advertisement would change. So AI is something that is revolutionizing in terms of how we are currently doing business, and it would evolve more. And we are sitting at a phase where we are continuously evolving, and that's the beauty about it. And there are multiple things that we are doing with AI, but I think we have already spoken a lot about it, so can move on to the next thing.
Yeah, definitely AI is going to stay and be a part of most developments going forward for everybody. So, you know, can learn more about it in the future. Right now, I want to ask about the topics of security and scalability and sustainability, right? Because those are prime concerns for people with regards to blockchain, specifically, you know, level one layers, right? So how does Dimentinet address, you know, these important issues?
So for any blockchain platform, security, scalability, and sustainability are the core pillars of the network, right? And we take all these core pillars very, very seriously with Dimentinet. And they are the core cornerstones upon which we have built our own ecosystem. And the whole ecosystem follows the standard of the best thing that is built on the planet. So when we talk about, let's say, security, that is something that we don't compromise at all. So I'll take much more simpler examples so the listeners can understand how it relates to their life. So when, let's say, you are building your houses, and you're putting the best security system in the world because everyone wants to keep their house safe. So are you sure that systems that you are putting, the best locks, are the secure locks that would protect your house? We can never be sure, even if we use the top-notch security. So it has to continuously evolve. So, and now when we talk about the security system, so AI is something that is being utilized in the house security as well. So if it is being utilized in the house security, why not it is being utilized to secure any blockchain platform? And that's exactly what we are doing. So we use top-notch cryptographic methods, kind of like having the most advanced lock on the door. And then we bring in AI for that extra layer of security, like a 24/7 surveillance system. This AI is just not any watchdog. It constantly keeps learning, predicting potential risks, and keeping the bad guys out. So that's how we take the security concerns very seriously, and we have already incorporated a lot of things, and we keep evolving.
Another important issue for the success of any blockchain is, of course, the ecosystem that grows up around it. So can you tell us what opportunities does Dimentinet offers for developers or partners to contribute and, you know, become part of the ecosystem?
Absolutely. So when we think about Dimentinet and the vibrant community that we are building, it's like we are hosting a grand gathering of minds, a place where developers, entrepreneurs, innovators come together to create, collaborate, and transform ideas into reality. And one of the most exciting things we are doing is hosting a series of hackathons. Now, these aren't your run-of-the-mile events. They are like Olympics of blockchain developers. We throw down the gauntlet of some of the most pressing challenges and invite the brightest minds from around the globe to start solving the problems, the real-life problems utilizing DiamondNet. And it's not just about the competition, though it's a fantastic way to foster collaboration, learn from each other, and push the boundaries beyond what a user or an individual can achieve. So it's not just that thing that we are just committed to. We are committed to nurturing an ecosystem that thrives on innovation and growth. So we can think of it like a tech incubator for blockchain. We offer resources, support, and guidance to developers and startups building on DiamondNet. And it's not just coming from our own company. We have multiple advisors and multiple influencers, as well as industry experts in multiple verticals, which should help any user, it may be an individual developer or an enterprise developing, to think about the right solution and start building on top of DiamondNet. So that is the way how we are revolutionizing multiple industries. And one of the reasons I give an example earlier of the TransUnion Masterclass that we as a company did earlier this month. So that's how we create the vibrant ecosystem, by spreading the knowledge, inviting the communities through multiple activities, workshop, online forums. Even we do some collaborative projects where we help some beautiful use cases come to life. So we are taking a leaf out of the books of what people think of the ideas, and we are just doubling down on that initiatives. So our ultimate goal is to create an environment where anyone with an small idea that can turn bigger, so we drive them to execute it on a larger scale. And let's not forget about our partners. We are working closely with businesses and organizations across multiple sectors, as I earlier mentioned, to implement blockchain solution. And it doesn't stop with just blockchain. With multiple deep techs that require for them to scale up their operation, enhance their security, the scalability feature of it, and unlock new opportunities that would drive them to a lot more efficiency and growth. So that's something that we are doing. It's like building a bridge or like connecting dots and creating a network that's greater than some of its just minute part. In the essence, DiamondNet is more than just a blockchain platform. It's a launchpad for the next wave of blockchain innovation. So with our developer ecosystem, hackathons, partnership, we are just not inviting anyone to be just a part of our journey, but we are just telling them, so bring your own tools and let's come together, let's collaborate and take it to the next level. So it's a stage where an enterprise can work with us, work with multiple different industry experts, even work with multiple platforms that are collaborating with us and build something that has a real-life use case and that would impact our life in a very good way.
Can you tell us what parts of the world do you see most of your partners or hackathon participants come from? Is there any specific market that come to mind or stand out?
So we have our partners, and as well as developer community from different parts of the world. But what I personally see is that there is a growing interest from the African region and the Southeast Asian region, particularly on the developer side of it, where there are a lot of young developers who are thriving to build beautiful use cases because they are very connected to the ground level problems that we are seeing. And that's where they bring their potential, their ideas, and we as a ecosystem nurture their ideas. And that's where we have one of our components that's called Diamond Labs, where we help them to grow and evolve. It's like a pivotal element within our whole ecosystem. And when we talk about the partners, so we have multiple partners in different parts of the world. And it's not only about, let's say, blockchain or cryptocurrency partners. So we have banking partners. We have partners from different verticals like gems and jewelry, textile, then credit unions. So these multiple things, when they come together and the industry expertise that the enterprises bring and the vision and the focus that the developer brings, so we are just a bridge, as I earlier mentioned, and that's something that is evolving into a very beautiful thing that is happening right now with DiamondNet.
Definitely, I can imagine that developers in Africa and Southeast Asia have actual real-world usage right, for these developments, unlike in other parts of the world where people are more focused on, like we said, memes rather than actual utility, right? People that come
exactly.
in market that actually need this technology to leapfrog, you know, existing, you know, technological hurdles.
Exactly. And just I want to add over here. So 20, 25 years back, when we saw a big gap in terms of how communities were thinking about their problems, now with the growth of internet and the technologies like 5G, blockchain, AI, the gap is very, very small. And really, it's not visible. So now when someone is actually facing a problem or seeing a problem, they are thinking about solving it. And there are multiple platforms which they can utilize to solve it. And DiamondNet is one of them. So the gap is very small. So when we talk about the underdeveloped countries, so they are thinking of taking a leapfrog from, let's say, 1 to 10. And it's not about going from, let's say, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And with the small gap that is brought by the technology, it's closed by the technology, it becomes very possible and something that is really happening. And that's why we see a lot of unicorns coming from different parts of the world, which were earlier not possible. So we have seen the growth of, let's say, the United States, the European region. So it's immense. And with this gap being so close, now we are seeing a lot of developments in different parts of the world, like, let's say, Africa, Southeast Asia. So in next few years, we won't see a big gap between all the different geographies. In fact, it would be a much more larger collaboration between different parts of the world, different economies, that would see a greater use case that is more valid for the humanity and that is thriving in next few years.
That's an exciting vision. And, you know, it's very reassuring to hear that's what you're seeing on the ground with actual developments. So we talked about the past of Diamantan Network, how it came to be, and, you know, current developments. What about the future? How do you see, you know, the blockchain evolving, and what are your, you know, long-term goals for both the DiamantaNet and the DM token?
Right. So when we look ahead, the trajectory of Diamantan blockchain, especially our foundational layer one solution, DiamantaNet, is incredibly promising. Our vision is expansive, seeking not only to address the needs of today, but to anticipate and shape the possibilities of tomorrow. As we peer into the future, we see DiamantaNet as a versatile and adaptive platform capable of supporting a larger application that is across multiple domains. And the beauty of DiamantaNet as a layer one solution lies in the foundational nature that is offering a robust and secure infrastructure upon which endless innovation can be built. And one of the most exciting prospects in the evolution of smart contracts capability is like imagining contracts that not only execute agreements into the financial world, but also extends to the legal process as well. And it's not about that. When we think about other types of agreement, so it's about intellectually making the property management much more easier. And it becomes a very beautiful cocktail for an automated governance. And the potential of smart contracts to revolutionize how we interact and transact in a digital world is very immense. And DiamantaNet aims to be the forefront of this solution. And not only that solution, but the future evolution to come. And when we talk about the concept of, let's say, DAOs, the Decentralized Autonomous Organization, presently we have seen a lot of growth in the DAOs. And these are not just tech collectives, but could represent a new form of governance and collective decision-making in communities, companies, and even nations. So that's what I was talking about earlier, where we are seeing a leapfrog between different communities, like different geographies. So this becomes very crucial, and the scalability and the security of DiamantaNet makes it an ideal candidate for supporting such complex and dynamic structures. And that's something that we are continuously evolving so that we see DiamantaNet in the forefront of the evolution in a very, very long term. And when we talk about the future, it's important to talk about the integrity and the security of the data. So the immutable and the transparent nature of blockchain, any blockchain, that's how they are built, right? But particularly when I talk about DiamondNet, it serves as a trusted repository for critical data across multiple sectors, right? From academic credentials to medical records to for ensuring authenticity and accessibility or while safeguarding the privacy as well. So recently, there was a press release on Cointelegraph about DiamondNet, like how we have collaborated with Binance Greenfield. So it's a vector data storage to make it much more simpler. As I was talking about the cross-chain compatibility of the DiamondNet. So whenever, let's say, a data gets recorded, for example, like say the data from your driving license. So with the cross-chain compatibility that we have built with the Binance Greenfield, so that data gets securely stored with the Binance Greenfield and that can be utilized by multiple applications. So imagine, let's say if you are doing a KYC with one bank in a traditional world, and if you want to open a bank account in a different bank. So what would happen is you have to do the re-KYC of your individual as an individual or of your business in the different bank again, right? And there are certain regulatory requirements on how the bank and the central bank functions. But what we are seeing is within the decentralized world, with the use case that we have built, once you get onboarded securely with your KYC done on a single platform, that particular token can be utilized across multiple platforms, so you don't need to do the re-KYC again. And I'm very sure in near future, this would be brought to a national thing where only a user needs to do a single KYC for onboarding onto any ecosystem. And a lot of geographies have already started experimenting it. And in the near future, it will be much more larger in terms of the use case. And that's what we predict and imagine as a future that we have already built. So that happens with currently on DiamondNet that is compatible with even Hyperledger Fabric on an enterprise solution and a storage system that is very beautifully built by the BSC chain that's called Binance Greenfield. So with that, we see data being very secure and not only utilizing blockchain part of it, utilizing AI component of it, IoT part of it. So this could be even potentially utilized for the smart cities in the future where we have very secure and a data-driven ecosystem that is being functioned with multiple technologies coming together like blockchain, AI, and IoT. So that's the standard of the vision that we bring and that's the long-term potential of DiamondNet. And now when we talk about the long-term vision for the company and the token particularly, that is to establish a universal trusted platform that empowers innovation and fosters a thriving ecosystem for developers, entrepreneurs, and particularly for the retail users with the utility that we bring to the table. So we are very committed to continuously evolve and enhance DiamondNet, ensuring it remains the cutting edge and a scalable solution that is very user-friendly because that is the most important thing. If we build a tech that cannot be used on a very simplistic way, it's of no use. So that's what we keep in mind and that's what we are building and that's what our future goals will be as well in terms of making it very, very simpler, even for a person walking on the street to utilize the applications that we are building, even without worrying about either it is backed by blockchain, AI or IoT or any deep tech that's coming or that's going to come in the future. So ultimately, we are not just building a blockchain. We are cultivating a community and ecosystem where ideas and the future would flourish. And the journey ahead is filled with potential. And I personally want to invite developers and the ecosystem to just look at DiamondNet before even thinking about building on it. Look at DiamondNet, think about the problems that is existing and talk to us. So we together come in shaping the exciting future that lies.
How should they reach you? How to find and join a community?
So as an ecosystem, we are available on all social medias, starting with Twitter, Telegram, Discord, Reddit. You can also come to our website, send us email. So we are very open and our community managers are very, very active, which as a company, we make sure if anyone is coming with even a simple problem that they have, they respond in less than 2 hours. So that's the motto of our company, so that we don't stop innovation and don't stop our collaboration and our expansion as a company in different parts of the world. So that's easy for anyone to reach to us and start communicating with us.
Yeah, those are great goals, and we'll have the contact information in the details of the podcast. Is there anything else that you want our listeners to know about Diamantinet and that we haven't asked yet?
I would just like to add one thing over here, and it's not just about Diamantinet, as I earlier mentioned. So very critical thing, whenever you are listening to someone, for example, if you're listening to me, please make sure you understand what is exactly happening in the world and not just come to a conclusion. Whatever, let's say, whatever I am saying, it might be right for me, but not right for the listeners as well. So do a proper research. And if you have any particular questions about what is happening in the world, so I'm very interested to help people, communities, to understand and make them understand, to understand for them, from them, and to make them understand what exactly is the potential of new techs coming in. So I would like to say to all the listeners that even if you want to have any conversations regarding, let's say, blockchain, AI, if I'm not able to help you, I'll make sure that there is an expert who would be able to help you within our connections of the network that we have. So that's the motto from me, that we help each other and we find a very good solution that would drive the innovation for the future generations to come.
Again, very focused on community and building partnerships. Sound great. So I want to thank you again, Chirag, for taking the time and sharing everything about Diamantinet and inviting any partners, potential developers out there to connect with you. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Ravi. It was a pleasure speaking with you, and hopefully people understand about Diamond Day and the DM through your podcasts, and may your podcasts thrive much more in the future as well.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for listening to the Bitcoin.com News Podcast. Follow us for more interviews with the most interesting leaders, founders, and investors in the fields of cryptocurrency, decentralized finance, NFTs, and the metaverse.